The Superpower Project by Paul Bristow.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Prologue. The Fishing Village of Greenock, 1772. Dusk. As evening descends into gloom, the fisherfolk of Greenock are tending to their boats. Suddenly, a blinding flash of light disturbs the darkening sky as a fireball shoots over their heads before splashing down into the river that stretches out beyond the quayside. Five of the fisherfolk cannot resist setting off in their boats to take a look at the fiery ball that is still burning brightly under the water. Ignoring the warnings of others not to go near, they should have heeded those warnings. They fail to find the fireball, but instead find only danger as their boat is swept up in a mysterious whirlpool that swallows them down beneath the surface. Anxiously, their fellow villagers look on from the quayside, but can see nothing. Suddenly the light fades, the whirlpool disappears, and the river is calmed. And somehow, those who had been in peril are now able to swim away from the danger, and, one by one, they emerge out of the river, alive. But life would never be the same for them again. Chapter 1. Up and Down. There was something strange about the way Megan's gran had exploded. The strangeness wasn't that she was on holiday at the time. It wasn't that it was particularly unlucky, because she had won the holiday in a competition. It wasn't even...